Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, one of my favorite pro-lifers on the West Coast is Michelle McIntyre of Life of the Party. And Michelle and I had a discussion a few weeks back about this, this whole issue of strategy. And at the end of the conversation, we just started to touch onto an area of disagreement. And that's that the belief that Ron Paul argues, Ron Paul is a Republican who's also been with the Libertarian Party, that the federal government could tell the states that the states have the authority to regulate abortion. And so we disagree with that. So I'd like to introduce to the audience Michelle McIntyre. Welcome back to Bob Enyart Live.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure to be on again.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. So now, while we had so much area of agreement last time we were on, and it wasn't until the end of the show we began to touch on something we disagreed about, maybe we could start there. And if you'd like, I have some questions for you, but if you'd like, Michelle, you can start off by explaining your position about the legality or criminality of abortion in America, considering state governments and the federal government.
Okay. Well, sure. First off, I'd like to say that I come from the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, as
Amen.
Do you, and the American Right to Life. And in that, being from the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, we say that a person must be defined in order to restore the rights to our pre-born children. We have to define when life begins, and that is at conception or fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, declaring when human life begins, that should settle the matter, okay? And if we do that at the federal level, it could be done and then restore the state's rights to protect that life. It could be done that way. I'm also in favor, let me just say, that I do not oppose a human life amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
However, I also see that there's merit in Ron Paul's argument to remove the federal Supreme Court jurisdiction on the matter and then restore the protection at the state level. When you say he favors the regulation, you know, the state's right to regulate abortion,
right.
He also favors the state's rights to protect life. That's actually how he views it.
Well, yeah, he indicates either way. In fact, his own legislation says that the federal courts cannot review when the states regulate abortion, that the federal courts would have to look the other way.
Well,
So,
in his bill, he first defines life as beginning at conception. I think we can agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, once you do that, I mean, then the argument becomes, okay, well, does the person, you know, do we then have due process of the law? Okay, and I think you argue not, because as far as it would go would be the state Supreme Court. Like, say, for instance, a state was not adhering to this principle that the human person, since it begins at conception, they're not adhering to the principle that life is to be protected. Everybody has the right to life. Okay, and so if it were argued at the state Supreme Court level, then, that's due process, is it not?
Well, is it due process if you argue an issue at a court? Michelle, I'm not sure what you mean by that question.
Well, all Ron Paul's bill is doing the jurisdiction away from the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And restoring it back to the states.
Okay.
Okay, so state legislatures and, you know, governors can sign a bill to protect life, or like you point out, they could go the other way too.
Yeah, right. And they would. I mean, most likely that's what New York and California and Michigan and Wisconsin and Oregon, right, in Washington and maybe 30 other states would go that way. They'd say, oh, good, the federal government can't interfere with our laws. They can't be challenged federally in court. So our laws permitting abortion will go unchallenged because Ron Paul says the federal courts can't challenge whatever, the immorality or the unconstitutional nature of our laws. So,
well, you're probably right in that the states that you name, that that's probably the way they would go.
Yeah, and some may go the other way.
We've got the, you know, the same, yeah, there's some states may go the other way, and there's some, you know, other states that might go along with New York and the others you mentioned.
Right.
However, we've got the same problem if we go for a human life amendment at the national level. We've got the same problem. We've got to have a supermajority in the Congress to approve it, and we've got to have a supermajority, you know, of
absolutely
states to ratify.
Right. We have difficulties. Now, Michelle, when I address public policy issues, this is what I try to do. I try to not be an omniscient predictor of the future because I realize I can't do that, right? I'm not smart enough to predict 10, 20, 30 years in the future what will be the consequences of a particular political maneuver. But on the other hand, I try to be an expert on right and wrong because the principles of right and wrong are very simple as compared to the extraordinary effort required to predict the future politically. So when I look at Ron Paul telling the states that that's where they have the authority to regulate abortion, I see that as fundamentally immoral, just that it's wrong. It doesn't matter how it'll turn out in 50 years. It's wrong. And let me give an example. And I have a few questions. I think I could answer them for you. Like, for example, did Germany have the authority? Now, they're not a state, right, within a nation like America. They're a nation unto themselves.
Right.
So they have their own army, right, and they have their own currency, or they did anyway. So they're a state unto themselves. So did Germany have the authority to decriminalize killing Jews?
No, of course not.
No. Now, would it be right or wrong for neighboring nations to tell Germany that Germany had the authority to regulate the killing of innocent Jews? Would it be right or wrong for countries around Germany to tell them, the German people, that they have the authority to regulate the killing of innocent Jews? Would that be right or wrong to tell them?
It would be wrong to tell them that.
Right. Now, does California have the authority to decriminalize the killing of innocent children?
Repeat that again.
Does California have the authority to decriminalize the killing of children?
No.
No. Right. Correct. Would it be right or wrong? Would it be right or wrong for Ron Paul to tell California that they have the authority to regulate the killing of innocent children?
Well, when you say regulate, what do you mean?
Well, we could read from his.
They have the authority to outlaw it.
We could read.
They have the authority to protect human life.
They have the authority to enforce murder. They have that authority to enforce do not murder. They have that authority.
Enforce do not murder, yes.
Right. They don't have the authority to decriminalize murder. They don't have that authority. They don't have the authority to regulate rape, the rape of women. They don't have the authority to regulate the ownership of black people because they're black. And they don't have the authority to regulate the killing of innocent children. They simply don't have that authority. And so is it right or wrong for Ron Paul to indicate that a state has the authority to regulate killing children?
Well, you know, I'm not sure about how you use that word when you say regulate. You know, it sounds to me like you're using regulate as a way to say that it's okay.
Well,
okay.
Now, let me quote to you right from Ron Paul's bill, Sanctity of Life Act 2007, because that's what he says. He says that each state has the authority to protect lives of unborn children. That's good, right?
That's correct.
But then he says, but the Supreme Court shall not have jurisdiction to review any case arising out of any statute that regulates the performance of abortions that prohibits or regulates the performance of abortions. So that's where Ron Paul is wrong. Ron Paul says that the federal government, the federal courts, must look the other way if California regulates the performance of abortions. That's wrong.
See, when I just asked you about how you're using the term regulate, you're using it in a way that I think most people would not agree. Regulate means to, not necessarily prohibit, but, you know, to...
regulate doesn't mean to prohibit. Regulate doesn't mean to prohibit. Regulate, for example, means if you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. That's a regulation.
Which I agree, though, you know, those kinds of laws are wrong.
That they're immoral. And so if California had a law that said if you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby, that's a regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Paul's Sanctity of Life Act, 2007, says that that cannot be reviewed by the federal government. The federal government has to look the other way if California regulates abortion.
And I think the principle he's operating under there is the principle of who has the jurisdiction.
And,
you know, whether the state or entity has the authority to not prohibit or, you know what I mean?
All right, real quick, who had the jurisdiction? Who had the jurisdiction to regulate the killing of Jews at Auschwitz? Who had that jurisdiction?
Well, again, as you use the term regulate, nobody did.
Right, nobody does. And Ron Paul implies, in fact, he believes. I know he believes. I've listened to his interviews at length on this topic. He wants everybody to stop abortion. But he says that the federal government does not have the authority to tell the states what to do. So, therefore, the federal government cannot tell California you can't regulate the performance of abortion.
And I think he's going by the way he understands the Constitution.
He's not.
As far as jurisdiction.
Michelle, he's not even doing that.
Okay.
He's not even doing that.
Are you implying that you understand his motives?
I think he's not sincere about...
Okay.
I think he's sincere about thinking abortion is wrong.
Okay.
But there's, I do believe I understand his motives. If he were attempting to enforce the Constitution, he would say that I, as a pro-life Christian man, I know that the unborn child is a person and it's wrong to kill that person. I know that because the person is made in God's image and likeness, just like it's wrong to kill a Japanese person.
Yeah.
The Constitution doesn't say, and Japanese people are also people. It doesn't say that. So Ron Paul knows that an unborn child is a person. And the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says no state shall deprive any person nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. No state shall deprive any person of life without due process of law. So if Ron Paul's ultimate commitment was to the Constitution, he would say, well, the unborn child is a person, and therefore I am compelled to force the states to provide equal protection of the law to unborn children, boys and girls. But he's bought into a lie for a political calculation, and that lie cannot be defended. It is contradictory. It is irrational, and it's immoral.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm with you on, you know, what's right and wrong as far as, you know, which, you know, that it's wrong that we should, I mean, all of our states should say it's wrong to abort a child.
Right.
At any stage, you know, for any reason.
And should the federal courts look the other way if a state disagrees?
Well, you know, I don't think it's a question of whether they should look the other way. It's whether it's within their jurisdiction to...
Okay, so let's go back to Germany then. Let's go back, Michelle. We got to go back to Germany. Yeah,
Bob, I think people can disagree about whose jurisdiction it is. And, yeah, we talked about Germany. And you know, I agreed with you that, yeah, Germany didn't have the right to regulate, you know, in the sense that you use that term, regulate killing of the Jews. However, you know, what role was it of any other country to do anything?
It was by force or whatever. It was their role. They have the authority from God as human beings to use force to defend innocent people being systematically slaughtered. God gives us that authority as individuals in self-defense and as nations in governments to defend the innocent when they're being slaughtered. And if you go punch somebody in the park because he's beating up his girlfriend, you have that authority. If you're a nation and the Japanese are kidnapping Korean women and forcing them into prostitution, then neighboring nations have the authority from God to stop the aggressor, to stop the murderous nation.
Well, okay, by the logic you're applying here, it sounds to me like then it would be okay for pro-lifers to go and, you know, and by force
and
shut
kill
down abortion clinics.
And kill abortionists. Michelle, on the air for years, I've addressed that topic, explained why we do not, as individuals, have the authority to use lethal force to kill abortionists. But,
so as individuals, we don't, but with the state,
there's reasons why. On our website, kgov.com, I have a vigilante worksheet that explicitly shows the biblical principles why there is a right from God to use lethal force to defend people, but there has to be imminent and irreversible harm. And there has to be no other way to accomplish what you're doing. You can't just carte blanche kill someone because they're committing a crime. And so there are 100 ways to stop a particular abortionist at a particular location from killing a particular child short of killing him. But the pro-lifers who go and kill abortionists, they do that because they're frustrated. They're not doing it to save that baby at that moment. And so we strongly condemn those who go and kill abortionists. It's counterproductive.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
And we agree on that. So, but Michelle, can you agree with this? There are two different kinds of animals. When you talk about the jurisdiction to enforce laws, that's one kind of animal. When you talk about decriminalizing rape or murder, that's a different kind of animal. Like counties usually enforce rape statutes. Right? A county court will hear rape charges and hold a trial.
Right.
And is there anything wrong with that?
No.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, what if a county in Oregon said, you know what, we're decriminalizing rape? So do they have the authority to do that?
No.
Would it be a confused
from God? No, they don't have that authority.
No, even from man.
However,
even from man.
Yeah, the question is, does the federal government have the authority? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, because absolutely.
You know, like I'm having trouble deciphering what you mean here. It is the federal government's duty to step in when the state doesn't do its job.
There's two different kinds.
We don't have the authority as individuals to use force to prevent.
No, we have the authority to use force to prevent murder. We do.
But not when we use the example of pro-lifer, you know, individual pro-lifers using force to shut down an abortion clinic or.
Yeah. If some kid comes into my home and he's stealing my wallet and he's running out the back door, I don't have the authority to shoot him in the head. God makes that explicit in Exodus, explicit. If somebody's committing a crime, you can use force up to lethal force and kill the person. But if you use lethal force when you could have used lesser force, then you're guilty. And so the abortionist could be stopped that day, at that moment. He could be stopped literally with 100 different creative techniques that pro-lifers have used that are nonviolent. But the ones who go ahead and kill the abortionist, they do so not because they're trying to save that baby imminently, but because they're frustrated and they want to usurp the authority of government to execute guilty people. And that's where you break down into anarchy and lawlessness. And that's why God forbids that kind of behavior. But I want to get back to the difference between a county has the authority to prosecute rape, but not the authority to decriminalize rape. Now, you agree with that intuitively.
Yes.
Right? And you said, of course, before God, no county could do that. So now let's talk about our own government, okay? In a way, that's a step I don't even enjoy taking, because it doesn't matter what our Constitution says. It doesn't matter what the Constitution in Iran says. If some province in Iran said, we are going to decriminalize rape because that's what our national constitution says we could, if their national constitution said they could decriminalize murder or rape, it is wrong, and it is no law whatsoever. It's not a law. It's not enforced. An unjust law is no law. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. said. He's right. And he was quoting Christian theologians from centuries ago. So an unjust law that says you can kill Jews is no law. So
I totally agree.
Okay.
The question is who has the authority over that government?
Okay, good.
And I'm not so sure that, another government
Okay.
does.
All right, let's talk about that now.
Except for the government of God.
Okay, let's talk about that
now. These people, the people responsible would be standing before God on Judgment Day answering to that.
All right, so let's talk.
I don't think it's our job to step in,
All right.
When it's not our jurisdiction, what I mean?
All right, so let's talk about that now. So the county, before God, doesn't have the authority to decriminalize rape, even though they do have the authority to prosecute it. It's a non sequitur. It's a specious argument to say, because they have the authority to prosecute rape, therefore the county has the authority to decriminalize rape. That's a non sequitur. They don't go together. They don't go. That would be lawlessness. That would be saying the state of California is now lawless because regions within it can decriminalize kidnapping, murder, and rape. There is no such authority, and no such cover should be given to lawless governments like that. No false sense of security should be given to one county by another, or by the state, or by the federal government, to say, well, since you have the authority to prosecute murder, therefore you have the authority to decriminalize it. That is an immoral, secular argument. It's a moral relativist argument. And so you say, okay, I understand before God, but how about based on our own laws? And Michelle, now I want to go back to the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
How do you think the 14th Amendment would relate to a county in California saying that you can own blacks or rape women or kill children? How does the 14th Amendment, which is part of our Constitution, how would it affect that county that says we think you could own blacks because they're black? How would it affect?
Okay. Assuming that this law we're talking about came from the California state legislature.
Yeah, let's say that.
I would say that anyone wanting to challenge that law in California would do so first at the local court.
Yeah, right. And then at
then
the Supreme
at the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, then the California State Supreme Court. And they say that you could own blacks or rape women or kill children. That's what they say.
Right.
So then it goes to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Does the 14th Amendment say that no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws? Does the 14th Amendment say that?
Yes, absolutely it does. And I would say that, anyone challenging that law in California would argue based on the 14th Amendment.
Right.
And
so,
hopefully, the wisdom of that state Supreme Court would carry.
Yeah, but assume they don't.
And if it doesn't, we started out the conversation by talking about we can't predict the future. We can't predict what's
right.
We can't predict how California state Supreme Court would decide that.
No. But just say any state court said you can kill babies or kidnap children or rape women, and they decriminalize one of those crimes against some class of people.
And so the question is, should it go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court? And,
Well, that's not.
Know.
Well, that's a different question, Michelle. You just can't change the
so
question.
Yeah.
You said, and Ron Paul say that we want to abide by the Constitution. And I'm saying that's not true. If that were the true motivation, you would say, of course, the 14th Amendment says you must protect every person equally before the law.
That's the understanding I've run on. And, you know, and I would say that, you know, that could be argued at the state Supreme Court level. But the question you're asking, I think, is what if the state Supreme Court, overthrows that argument?
Well,
the
14th Amendment says no state shall deny any person equal protection, nor deprive any person of life. So if Ron Paul is...
California would be doing that. And so they would argue, you know, to the state Supreme Court. And I'm in favor for going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay. And then, if we were to follow the 14th Amendment, would the federal government use force to make sure that no state deprives any person of life or equal protection?
Yes.
That's right. And that's where Ron Paul is wrong. And so, Michelle, I am so thrilled you said yes, because that's the godly answer and it's the constitutional answer. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm still unclear. I'm not a constitutional lawyer.
Michelle. It's not complicated.
I say both situations could work.
No.
Like you, I cannot predict the future of how...
That's why you don't have to predict. It doesn't matter... It doesn't matter what the Constitution says,
right?
Because it's true in all 200 countries around the world. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Okay, suppose that same case was argued in California. The Supreme Court, ruled wrongly, incorrectly,
right,
and did not uphold the, the right,
which we expect,
the protections, the 14th Amendment in that case, and it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court didn't do it either.
Of course. That's what happens every day of our lives. That's normal.
Right. It is what happens.
So we should not, as Christians, we should not confuse authority and morality. We shouldn't imply that states have the right to regulate the killing of kids. We lose the battle when we say that, So,
I agree.
So, Michelle, in 200 countries around the world, it doesn't matter what their constitutions say. No subdivision of government, no nation in the world has the authority to decriminalize murder or rape. None.
That's correct.
That means we, as neighboring nations, could go into Canada if they start killing Christians. We could go into Canada to stop them.
Yeah. Well,
true? What if Canada started killing Christians? Would we have the authority to go in and stop them?
Well, I think we should, use every means possible without...
Of course. But would we have the authority to stop the killing of Jews or Christians?
Yeah, I'm not so sure, because this is happening in many countries around the world, this kind of thing.
When there's systematic... When there's government-sponsored or supported mass murder, you have neighboring nations have the authority to go in to protect the innocent, to stop the Holocaust.
How many countries are we willing to go to war with?
Well, that you have to make a judgment. Can we do it? Can we protect the innocent? Or can we not? And if you can stop the killing of Jews in Germany, you do it. If you can't, then you can't.
You know what I think? Are we coming up on a close here?
We are. Michelle, let me close the show and then we'll talk right after the show.
Okay,
Maranatha, what a great school, Maranatha.